Hi everyone, Craig Hedge, the co-creator coach here, and today I am talking about success and successful people. Now there's often many common denominators and attributes that come with successful people. But if you take a look at the people that are really at the top of their game, whether they be in the sporting world or the corporate world or wherever, and that is simply this: that successful people have coaches. Now, don't believe me? Take a look around. Listen to people like Bill Gates. Bill Gates, one of the most successful men in history, has coaches. Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world, has coaches. Serena Williams has coaches. Now, I could go on and on and on with this, but I want to make this clear point because I think this is often overlooked. Successful people understand the importance of not staying where they are. They understand that they continually need to grow and develop. And at the very top level, sometimes we're talking about a fraction of a percent change that can be the difference between success and failure. Thankfully, it's not quite that extreme when it comes to average people, perhaps like yourself and myself, who simply aspire to live better lives, fuller lives, more aware lives, more meaningful lives. But how do you do that in a world that does its very, very best to take you away from you and those things you value? How do you do that in a world where it's more demanding, where it's asking you to work longer for less, where it's taking your time away from you? How do you do that? You do it by acknowledging that it's there. Now, a lot of us are caught up in this world where it just drains you. And you start thinking that this is the only way to live life. I mean, how often have we heard people say, hey, life's tough, suck it up, that's the way life is. Life's difficult, life's hard, life's tough. I've lost count of the amounts of times in my life I've heard people write off life, write off their possibilities by saying, hey, you know what, my life's tough, it's hard, but look, it's like that for everyone. Some people are just lucky. Now, I hope if you're listening to this that you're not one of those people, because I don't care where you are in your life, whether you're really successful, or I might point out, whether you are successful in some parts of your life. And I say parts because success sometimes is misunderstood. There are people, for instance, who are very successful in their careers, but not in their personal lives. There are people who have wonderful personal lives, but perhaps might not be successful in other areas of their lives. So success, when we talk about it, is often It's a very generic term, and it's a bit flimsy. There's not a lot of detail in there. When people say I'm a successful person, what does that mean? How is that demonstrated? What does it look like? You know, if success is working 16 hours a day, being able to afford the things you want to get to then demonstrate to yourself and others that you're successful, is that success? Is it success if you can wake up in the morning and say, I'm living my life in ways that I am enjoying, that I'm loving, that are meaningful? Is that success? See, here's the thing. There is a difference between those two examples I've just used. The first person is struggling. They are struggling to maintain the appearance of success. Now, I'm not saying they don't enjoy aspects of that at all. What I'm saying is that their success is limited and dependent on the things they have, the status they have or perceive that they have. The person who can get up each day and say, I'm on the path to wherever I'm going. I live my life. I enjoy my life. I have challenges. I meet those challenges. But I know what my life's about. And I'm open to life. And I'm centered on the things and the conditions that I want to create in my life. I know where I'm going. And importantly, I know why. Now, folks, that's the difference between real success and imagined success. On the one hand, someone is really struggling to be seen as being successful or to get to being successful. The other person sees their life as a success already. They don't see it as complete, but they're happy with where they're at and where they're going. There's not a struggle there. Now, of course, I've given you two very basic examples. I could go on and on and on, and we can certainly pick out the good and the not so good with each of those examples. My point is this. If you're waking up in the morning, you're getting up to your day, and you're going through your life, and you are not content, or you're not happy, or you're struggling, or you're not at ease, you're anxious, you're depressed, then clearly, something isn't working for you. Now, how do you get out of that? I can tell you how a lot of people try to get out of that. They do more of what they've been doing to try and change it. So the person who works harder goes to people or goes into situations that reinforce that approach, and they work harder and they try to get more success. And they try to acquire things that make it look like they are being more successful. Now, we have lots and lots of examples in the world, and we should have with, 7 or 8 billion people in the world, of people that have struggled and struggled and struggled and struggled and finally reached the top. And often, we put these people on pedestals and we say, and they say, hey, I had to work really, really hard and really, really struggle to get where I got, and this is where I am, and you can do it too. Those people can be inspirational. But let's not forget the percentages of those people that make it. That those people that, you know, went through to the very end of that process. Now, some of them did it because they were incredibly driven and they're in tune with the things that they wanted. That's a bit different to the people who struggle. But I guess my point is this. We have to be very, very careful about looking at other people and interpreting success from their eyes, from their experiences. It's a little bit like Facebook, folks. Open up a Facebook page, and you'll see most people's lives look absolutely fantastic. That's not life. It's a part of life. It's not life. And I'd like you to apply that to your life. You've got 168 hours in the week. How many of those hours are you happy and content with? How many of those hours are you struggling in? How many of those hours are you giving up or giving away because you are following and pursuing goals and situations that are totally meaningless to you? How many? And importantly, how would you know? You see, the problem when you're living a life of struggle and your reference points and your values or beliefs are that life is a struggle, and then everyone you know says the same thing, and that's reverberating back to you and moving out to the world from you. How can you possibly get out of that situation? Now, how many times have you heard people when you've said, how are things going? Oh, you know, really, really busy, life's really tough and blah. That becomes a mantra. That becomes an affirmation. And while sometimes we might jokingly say that, deeper within ourselves is a truth. And that truth tends to reach the surface. So if you're listening to this and you're one of those successful people, one of those successful people perhaps that is struggling to maintain an image, struggling to maintain a lifestyle, struggling to maintain a facade, struggling to maintain your health, your mental, physical well-being, then I encourage you to look further than the world that you are currently in and ask yourself some questions. Is this working for me? Who am I trying to please here? What is it I really want in my life? How can I move closer to the life that I want to live? This, folks, is where coaching comes in. Now, coaching with me is a different experience, perhaps, to the way some motivational mentors or some coaches go about things. You see, I focus on process. I'm not interested in sitting down with you in a session or two and writing down a list of all the should do's and the have to's that you should do to change your life. Let me tell you something. That rarely, rarely ever works. And if you want any sort of examples of that or evidence of that, just look at every year when New Year's resolutions come around. And people say, look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to change this. Generally speaking, what happens is at 15 minutes later, you know, or if you're lucky, a day or two later, they're forgotten. Because there's no meaning, there's no substance, there's no understanding, there's no awareness to those whimsical, ego-based responses to life. And generally, it's like this. Well, I'm making a New Year's resolution because I'm not particularly happy with where I'm at the moment, whether it's in a part of life or whether it's life in its totality. So we get pulled back in to where we're at and where we're at in our lives and where we exist within that framework of our lives keeps us there. Yeah, it's a mindset. It's a being set. How do you get out of that? How can you possibly escape something that you don't even know exists? How can you escape something that you don't believe you can escape from or move out into the world from? How can you do that? Coaching is a way and a powerful way to do it, to help you to become aware of the things that you are currently not aware of, those blind spots, those obstacles, those things that are in your way of living a better life, a more fulfilling life. Now you might say, look, I don't need a coach. I know exactly what I'm doing. You know, life's okay. I'll work it out. Now you might be right, but let me ask you this question. How long have you been struggling? Or how long have you been successful, in inverted commas, but you're still not fulfilled? And how long is that going to maintain itself if you're not prepared to step up and admit that somewhere along that line, somewhere in that process, you're not quite joining the dots? Somewhere in there, you're not quite making the connection or the connections that something or someone has to change. And that is a decision only you can make. Now, I'll leave it there, folks. Thank you very much for listening in. If you're one of these people and you really do want to move ahead in your life, you want to create more joy, more space, more personal awareness, then I strongly encourage you to entertain the thought of coaching. Coaching with me will help you to become aware, much more aware, of yourself, And those things you really want in life, those things you aspire to. Okay, so the easiest thing to do, if you're not on my website already, that's www.thecocreatorcoach.com. Simply go to that website. You will find any number of ways to contact me. You can contact me via the website, via my Facebook pages that are clearly on that website. And I thank you very much for listening in today. I will just say this. You get one shot at life. One shot. The sooner you step up to live the life you truly want to live, the sooner you can start living it. Thanks, folks. I will talk to you on the next podcast. Bye for now.